A Brush with Fate, Chapter 7, Challenging Craters. Steal into this office. The view out of the skyscraper window, the shelves, the pony behind the desk. There was no hate, no more anger. It had burned out over the course of a few years, leaving only a void lacking of any trust. How can I trust him? When he betrayed everything, he taught me. Never to be like those ponies. Always look out for your workers. Always make sure they are treated fairly. Always consult experts. Following the money yields profit, but can destroy your soul. So how's your soul faring then, Father? When you went back on that statement. Luna, Steele called out, making the memory pause. In an instant, the princess appeared in his dream, looking around curiously.
Steele? What is it?
She asked, the earth pony shrugging.
I just... this memory. I wanted you to see it.
He explained, now averting his eyes.
It's a bit painful, and... it's something that will come up eventually. So...
Are you sure?
His gaze snapped up, and Luna felt a warmth rise in her chest at the affection in Steele's eyes.
You were there for me during this time. So.
Yes. Luna couldn't quite quell the affectionate butterflies in her stomach, stepping to the side with Steele as his memory dream played. An older earth pony sat behind the large desk, shuffling through a series of papers as the Manhattan skyline was visible in the wall-sized window. Two knocks sounded, the protests of a secretary echoing in the background as three ponies strode through the door.
What is the meaning of... Steele?
The stallion asked in shock, two royal guards at his son's side. The younger pony was still limping, magical casts soaking his limbs with healing spells as fur and tendons regrew. Yet Steele's eyes held more strength than any pony in the room, gaze burning with a fiery loathing, an absolute disgust for the stallion behind the desk.
This is a matter of courtesy, Chair Pony Penhart,
the lead guard stated flatly, levitating a stack of folders over to the stallion's desk.
The company you serve as a co-founder is being struck with a lawsuit by over a dozen ponies, Trainee Steelheart being one of them.
Shock stamped itself across Penn's face, looking up to his son in shock.
Steele, what is the meaning of this?
He asked, a flicker of betrayal echoing across the stallion's face. That emotion vanished as Steele limped forwards, nearly falling as his guard escort steadied him.
20,000 bits,
Steele whispered, glaring at his father with unabashed loathing.
20,000 bits. What are you talking about?
The loathing and borderline hatred was now replaced with genuine hurt and shock on Steele's scarred face, the stallion's jaw quivering.
You never even read them. Read what, son? What's all this about? A lawsuit? On what grounds?
At a slight nod, Steele motioned to the guard, the unicorn dropping another stack of folders onto the desk.
Criminal negligence, violation of building code, those are the primary charges,
Steele relayed.
I don't think there's a law for everything else you did. Steele, this is ridiculous. Explain yourself.
Steele blinked, clearly surprised at his father's boldness.
Your company oversaw the construction of that office building, didn't it?
He asked.
At the same time, running for a political office. It would have severely impacted your campaign expenditures and public view if that building ran over budget.
Now Penn's orange face began to drain of color, teal eyes widening slowly.
20,000 bits. That's how much you saved ignoring my warnings of using shoddy wiring that didn't meet code. And now, how many are dead?
Steele whispered.
20,000 bits divided by those bodies. Is that the price of a life? I never meant you went forwards with it, and the building ignited. You ignored my warnings for safety measures to be installed first, as per code. And now they're dead. And I have to live with that.
Steele added.
You didn't have to run in there!
Penn exclaimed. The guard stared in shock, Steele snarling at his father and standing up a bit taller.
You don't even know me anymore, do you?
He bellowed, sides heaving with exertion.
You barely visited me in the hospital, and the times you did, how many cameras were there? How many?
Quailing under his son's outburst, Penn shook his head, a cold sweat now spreading across his brow. Utter horror plastering itself across every aspect of the stallion. It wasn't the look of a pony who had willfully been malicious, but the one reaping the rewards of such actions.
You were in a coma. I didn't know if you could hear me.
Penn lamely responded, ears lying flat, even as the words turned to ash on his tongue.
I heard it all. Or at least the lack thereof.
Steele huffed.
I know Mom cried at my bedside when she visited, hoping I was all right, and wondered where you were, why you wouldn't come and see your own son.
Penhart's eyes now began to water, the facade of reality he had built up now fracturing.
And the cameras. 4 times you visited out of 7. Penhart visits son in hospital. 4 times.
How could you?
Steele whispered, the anger now fading to disgust.
You used me, my pain, for your ratings. You used your son for that.
I never meant for that. I just...
Penn shook his head, words failing the stallion.
The only pony there for me had a country to help run. And she still found time to talk with me, even for a minute, each night as I lay in bed, trapped in my own head.
His son continued.
Of the thousands of things she could be doing, a princess made sure I was okay. Where were you?
Penn shook his head, tears of shame now falling freely down his face, not being able to meet the gaze of his son.
I'm moving to Canterlot to continue recovery and training. I've sold all of my shares in the company and donated them to the surviving families. The colts and fillies, who have to grow up without a parent? The mare or stallion, without a spouse?
Steele said sadly, head shaking slowly.
What happened to you, Dad? I remember you caring about ponies. And now... you're just one of them. One of the politicians you always said never looked out for those beneath them.
Penn's eyes widened in horror, looking up to his son as the younger stallion's jaw quivered, then setting firmly as he looked back at the older pony.
You're everything I hope never to be.
With that, Steele limped out of the room, and left his father to sob quietly behind his desk, in self-loathing. Steele sent the dream fading away to a meadow, leaving a shocked princess to stare at him.
So that's how it happened. Steele, I can't imagine.
Luna began, ears flattening. To her surprise, the stallion simply shrugged.
I've had a few years to get over it,
he replied. Luna stayed silent for a time, finally breaking the peace with a simple question, one that she could draw a few similarities to in a general sense.
Do you hate him?
Steele didn't immediately respond, finally shaking his head.
Not anymore. For a while, I did, but now I just feel sorry for my father.
He finally said.
Holding on to hate for so long, I could feel it starting to fester. So, after some thought, I managed to see through it. Because of that, I feel sorry for him, among other things. My father became everything he hated about politics, the noble class. And in the end, it destroyed something a lot more valuable than status.
You don't speak with him?
No. Not for some time. And only curt messages, if that. Same with my siblings regarding him. I think I'm gonna change that, though.
Luna stared at Steele in surprise, the steady strength in his voice giving her pause.
Oh?
He nodded, taking a deep breath and examining the scars along his forelimbs.
He destroyed that bridge, and I most certainly helped. I had no desire to reconnect with him, not unless he had changed. But I've been hearing from my mother that he has changed, that he's starting to be the stallion that she fell in love with decades ago. I'd be a worse pony if I didn't recognize a creature's willingness to change. A want to be better.
His eyes then flickered over to Luna with a smile.
I'd dare to say that you'd agree, if I had a guess.
Luna chuckled, nodding in agreement.
Indeed. Second chances, when an individual wants to be better, is indeed a healing thing. Thank you for showing me this deal.
Well, of course. You are my mare friend, so why wouldn't...
He stammered, eyes widening as he let out a huff.
I mean, if you'll be my mare friend.
Not exactly how I'd imagine you'd ask, but of course.
Luna giggled, looking over to him affectionately.
You know, if you'd slept earlier, we could have had more of the night together.
Well, perhaps, but I do still need your help occasionally.
Luna scooted over to give her special sim pony a brief nuzzle on the cheek.
And I am most glad to help. I look forward to our date later on.
I'll bring the raspberry shortcakes.
Steele couldn't help but laugh at the adorable squeal that left Luna's muzzle. His mare friend's muzzle.
You are perfect,
Luna proclaimed as she devoured a second shortcake, the pair sitting on their usual hill above the cove.
Well, I have my moments.
Steele chuckled, thoroughly enjoying his DD-like status Luna bestowed upon him for delivering the delectable pastries. The Earth Pony paused as Luna was occupied, retrieving an item hidden behind the picnic basket.
Steele, what is-
Then there was a squeak. Luna stared at the grinning stallion, a plushy brush firmly grasped in his hoof after having batted her with it.
I knew one of those went missing!
Luna accused Steele as he laughed, ducking a swing as the princess retrieved her own plushy weapon.
It's only fair,
Steele teased, getting a solid whack from the brush as he sent his own implement swiping towards Luna.
Far?
For commemorating today!
Luna tilted her head, pausing her assault for a moment as Steele trotted forwards.
Huh?
The stallion blushed, lowering the brush to look at it, then glancing up at the princess.
Well, you said that you'd be my mare friend,
he said slowly, a sincere and rather affectionate smile on his face.
So, this all began with a brush.
Luna could only let out an adoring squeak of her own, a sound that was quickly cut off as two lips gently brushed her own briefly. Seeing Steele's face still an adorable pink, the alicorn scooted a bit closer, a wry smile now twitching at her features.
It's not the first date now, is it?
She asked, Steele's nerves evaporating at the friendly words. Luna felt Steele freeze as she gave him a deep kiss. And for a moment, the alicorn thought she had overstepped. That is, until a hoof wrapped around her own, and Steele delved into the affectionate gesture just as much as she did. When they separated, Luna could only trace her muzzle down Steele's neck, then pulling back and sniffling. The affection and trust in her stallion's eyes were enough to make her melt. Her stallion.
I wish to duel you, my esteemed princess,
Steele stated, lifting his own brush with a smile.
Oh? And what shall be the prize?
Steele grinned, scooting a bit forward. Luna leaned down, expecting another kiss, and her lips met a plush, velvety exterior with a soft squeak. Glaring at the offending brush and her cackling cold friend, Luna levitated her own weapon with a growl.
Oh, thou dare mock me!
She challenged, Steele not being able to resist a laugh as he lowered in a battle stance.
Oh, mock? Never, my lunar firefly. The prize shall be what you bestowed upon the brush.
Luna laughed, ducking a swing as the two dueled with her deadly combing implements. All smiles as she trotted towards the dining area, Luna couldn't help but hum to herself, swaying this way and that down the halls.
A day to remember, indeed. I finally got to kiss him. Repeatedly, actually. And I suppose I wasn't the one leading the entire time. He said yes!
Celestia squealed, ambushing Luna in a tight hug as soon as she entered the dining hall in a hug.
Who? What?
Luna asked, then blinking as Celestia set her down.
Wait, Sally, you asked him to marry you already?
She teased with a grin. The other alicorn blew a raspberry at Luna, shaking her head happily.
Oh goodness, no. Something more important, if I'm being honest.
Celestia admitted.
I mentioned one of the deal breakers, forever aging, and the chance that he could join me and such. And Seaspray actually was happy about it.
She gushed.
And in the most romantic way, too. If I was to age with you, my dear Sally, even as everything turned to ash, how could that be a bad thing?
Celestia's voice trailed off, the alicorn's tone turning to that of concern.
Lulu, are you alright?
Luna brought a hoof to her face and noticed the tears running down her cheeks. Then she hung her head in shame, her barely hidden secret now easily seen by her sister. Her joy of the night had evaporated in an instant, fear icing her heart over.
I'm happy for you, sister. I truly am. It's just an issue a bit closer to home.
Luna whispered, tears turning to shame at ruining her sister's joyful outburst. Luna found herself wrapped up in a loving hug, Celestia holding her tight.
Lulu, that's what has been bothering you, isn't it?
The Lunar Princess nodded ever so slightly, trying her hardest to stem the few fearful tears leaking from her closed eyes.
Ask him.
Luna drew a sharp breath, looking up at her older sister as Celestia had her jaw set firmly with a nod.
Ask him, Lulu. I can't! I barely— Are you starting to love him?
Celestia's question gave Luna pause, the younger alicorn averting her gaze with a slight blush.
If you do not love him already, do you feel the inklings for it? The start? If so, and you think there's even a chance he feels the same, then ask,
Celestia stated, resting her forehead against Luna's.
And I think you'll be surprised. Steel adores you. Don't wait so long like I did, because I certainly should have adjusted sooner. Seaspray sat on me until I finally brought it up.
Luna couldn't help but giggle, snuffling slightly at that.
Sat on you? Couldn't you have— Oh, of course I could have thrown him off with ease, but that would have shown my stubbornness and confirmed something was wrong.
Celestia paused, now smiling gently at her sister.
Luna, if this is the question that has been paining you for months, Steel was second only to me to see it. I'm afraid of his answer. And I was not for the griff I'd fallen head over hooves for? But if you don't say something, it will fester. And if they care for you, they can tell.
Celestia replied.
Seaspray saw right through me. And I'm sure Steel has too.
Taking a few moments to collect her thoughts, Luna finally reached forwards and gave Celestia a hug.
Thank you, Sally.
She said softly, her forelimbs trembling slightly.
I think I'll ask him. You think?
Luna couldn't help but smile as her older sister looked down at her in mock sternness, the Lunar Princess letting out a slight laugh.
Okay, I will ask him. That's my Lulu. And if he says no, then I'll bribe him with more kisses. Wait, more? I take it your date went well?
Nodding, Luna sat down for their meal and regaled Celestia with an outline of their date, her fears being placed on the back burner with the help of her supportive sister.
I knew those brushes would come in handy,
Celestia crowed.
Indeed, they are quite fun. Now then, sister, I think you had a date too. What's it like kissing a hippogriff?
Luna thoroughly enjoyed the blush on her sister's cheeks at that. The pair laughing together as they ate together and went over the bullet points of the royal duties for the day and night.
I really hope that Steel says yes. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my hopeful donators. Top Donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dresden, Daspo, RuneScythe 9852, Courier Cruise CI, Delta Omega, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Seeker Moon, Tal Brasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David E. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zack, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash.
Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.